From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is urging Congress to finish work on health care overhaul legislation in the next few weeks. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Surrounded by medical professionals in their scrubs and white coats, the president said the Congress had debated this issue long enough.
Everything there is to say about health care has been said, and just about everybody has said it. So now's the time to make a decision about how to finally reform health care so that it works, not just for the insurance companies, but for America's families and America's businesses.
The Republicans have demanded the president scrap his bill and start over, but today he said given the honest and deep differences between the two parties, another year of debate wouldn't help. He endorsed an approach that would allow the Senate to pass parts of the bill by a simple majority instead of a filibuster-proof 60 votes. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
New York Congressman Charles Rangel is temporarily giving up chairmanship of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's accused of breaking congressional ethics laws. Rangel says he doesn't want his colleagues to have to defend him while the Ethics Committee finishes its investigation. The Federal Reserve's report on economic conditions is out, and it's mixed. There's been some growth in manufacturing, tourism, and transportation, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The so-called Beige Book is a collection of observations from the Federal Reserve Bank's 12 regional districts. The latest report notes that the number of layoffs has reduced, although there are no strong signs of job growth yet. Lending, meanwhile, also remains slow. Few businesses sought loans, and banks are still shy about granting them. However, consumer spending on retail improved in some parts of the country, as did hotel occupancy in New York. Residential real estate also showed some signs of rebound. Nearly all sectors were affected by the harsh snowstorms of February. Those cut into retail and auto sales, as well as agricultural and real estate activity. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
A long aftershock rattled central Chile today. The tremor's magnitude reached 6, and people ran for higher ground, afraid of tsunami. No tsunami warning was ever declared. The death toll remains at 802 from last weekend's initial earthquake. U.S. Embassy spokesman Paul Wachlawick says authorities are patrolling streets in Concepcion, the worst affected city.
The security situation is quite good now, and we were just a few days after the quake. I saw over 100 long truck trailers coming in last night with food supplies.
Chilean President Michelle Bachelet is urging people not to hoard fuel or food so that supplies may be distributed fairly to people who need them. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 5 points. It was at 10,400 on trading of 3 billion shares. The Nasdaq was up a fraction. It was at 2281. You're listening to NPR News. Starbucks has found itself in the middle of a national debate about gun control. We have more from Liz Jones of member station KUOW in Seattle.
In a recent statement, Starbucks asked both gun enthusiasts and gun control advocates to keep the company out of this divisive issue, but it seems to be too late. Groups of gun owners have begun walking into Starbucks stores with their guns visible as a way to test state laws about openly carrying weapons in public places. Starbucks says it's sticking to its policy of letting people carry guns where it's legal. Paul Helmke is president of the Brady Campaign, which favors tighter gun restrictions.
By saying that they're following state and local law, Starbucks is ducking the question. They have the right to decide who comes into their stores or not.
Gun advocates have staged similar open carry displays in other national chains, including the California Pizza Kitchen and Pete's Coffee. Helmke says both those chains responded with bans against people openly carrying guns in their stores. For NPR News, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.
Gay and lesbian couples are applying for marriage licenses in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to intervene in the matter yesterday. Couples began lining up today for paperwork. There's a waiting period of 3 business days before marriages can be performed. Greece is going on a fiscal diet. The Greek government is boosting taxes on many items, including the sales tax. It's also cutting government spending, such as salaries for workers and pensions. Greece is facing a staggering debt load of nearly 13% of its gross domestic product. Greek leaders say they might even ask the International Monetary Fund for help, but Greece's finance minister said today Athens would prefer to ask the European Union for help. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.